The war in Syria has displaced millions of people. Many have fled across Syria's borders to places like Turkey, Lebanon, and Jordan. And the number of Syrians seeking asylum here in the U.S. has increased sharply over the past year. The World's intern, Emily Files, has a story of one 19-year-old Syrian who's now waiting for asylum in Massachusetts.
I met Fuad Ferris at a restaurant not far from his new home near Boston. Over coffee, he tells me about being in a protest in Aleppo, Syria.
The regime started dropping tear gas, yeah. And then I started crying. I couldn't be able to breathe, and my lungs started to hurt me, and I couldn't see anything.
That was about a year after the Syrian conflict started. Ferris was 17 and going to dental school. Most days, life was pretty normal. He'd go to classes, hang out with friends. But then there were days when he went to anti-government protests and days when the government pushed back. There was also fear, he says, of getting snitched on or arrested at a checkpoint. And then, around August of last year, things intensified in Aleppo.
Real war, like the tanks start to come over, aircrafts, everything. Two bombs dropped just 20 feet next to the house. And realized what was the first one, just heard a noise and, like, smoke. My sister was next to me, and she said, "Oh, it's a bomb." I said, "No, it couldn't be a bomb." And when I was saying, "It's not a bomb," the other one fell down too. And then I realized it's really a bomb. And then I told her, "Okay, go inside. We can't just stay here."
Ferris and his family left Syria, and now they're split, states and continents away from each other. Ferris's sister Rama tried for a U.S. visa but hit a snag, so she's with family in Turkey now. Ferris's parents are in Alabama, where it's cheaper to live with their three youngest children. Ferris got his U.S. visa, but instead of meeting his parents in Alabama, he went to Shrewsbury, outside of Boston. It's where he has an aunt and uncle, and he thought he'd have more to do there. At least once a week, he talks to his sister Rama online.
To America because my family in America, but I don't have luck. It's kind of hard.
Luck. She doesn't have that.
No, I don't luck. Have good luck. And
Ferris knows he's lucky to be here, but he's in his own limbo too. He's still waiting for U.S. immigration to process his asylum application. It's been more than 7 months now. Until he gets his papers, he can't work, drive, or enroll in college here.
Sometimes I feel so lucky, and sometimes, like, I feel lucky at all. I left my perfect life there and came here.
Your perfect
life? Yeah.
You think
comparing to my life here, I have nothing here.
But you have
I have
safety.
No commitments here. Like, I have safety there, too. In my own vision, it's safety for me. I can take care of myself, and I can avoid the problems. I can avoid the anything.
Ferris says that, but he knows there's danger. He hears news from back home of friends and family getting arrested or kidnapped. After being sheltered in a quiet suburb for a year, he feels a mix of boredom and guilt.
There's no difference between me and those people. We're all the same. Why they have to suffer while I'm not? We're both Syrians. We're both from the same town. We're living the same neighborhood. What's the difference? Why them, not me? You're all equal, right?
Ferris spends a lot of time on the computer trying to keep track of what's happening in Syria, talking with friends there, following news on Facebook. He waits for asylum and the day he'll be able to go back home.
Most people my age now, they would care about gaming, getting new phone, getting new car, getting or hanging out or all the stuff. Or for me, all I care about is to go back to education or get a job or do anything.
Because it's my home. You're not used to anything beside home.
Before I leave, he shows me a song on YouTube. It's one of his favorites about Syria called Jenna Jenna. He translates.
It's like, our home, you're a heaven.
Later on, Ferris sends me a text message. It sums up how he feels in a way he couldn't express aloud. He writes, "Is it a real chance to start over? Or is the universe punishing us for being born in Syria? I see neither a gift or a curse in what's happened. But," he writes, "the thing I'm sure of is that we all got tough because of everything we've been through." For The World, I'm Emily Files.